We've seen the Gemara already on Daf Yudches Mebeis, where the Gemara tells us the following. The Braisa, the Tana Rabbanon, L'simale isha kedera v'taniach l'secha taner erev Shabbos v'mchashecha. A person is not allowed to take a pot of uncooked food and place it into the oven erev Shabbos before Shabbos. V'nasnan l'matzei Shabbos asum b'chesh yasu. If you did this before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to eat it Matzei Shabbos until you wait for Kadesh Yasu, which Rashi says is Kadesh Lo Yehanim Melecha Shabbos. You have to wait the amount of time it would have taken to prepare this food or to heat up this food, cook the food on Matzei Shabbos. That halacha of Kadesh Yasu we're familiar with from the Gemara Masechta. This Beitz on Daf Chavdal and Mabez, where the Gemara tells us if a Nachri does something for a Jew on Shabbos in a prohibited fashion, so then the Jew is not allowed to enjoy that item on Shabbos, even Motzei Shabbos, until he waits b'chdei sheyasu, the amount of time it would have taken to prepare that item on Motzei Shabbos. So one is not allowed to put food, uncooked food, into an oven or an uncovered flame before Shabbos, so that the item will get cooked on Shabbos. Kayotze boi, similarly, the Gemara says, lo yimali nachtum chavish shomayim v'anil kutzoi chatan, or erev Shabbos v'mchashech, he can't take a pot of water, put into the oven, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, and Asakan, the Matzei Shabbos, Asur B'chdei Sheyasu. What is the reason that one is not allowed to do this? So the Gemara explains, Gzera Shema Yechatu B'Gechalim. We're afraid that a person might see that the item is not getting cooked fast enough, will not get hot fast enough, will not be ready for his meal Friday night, and he'll therefore stoke the coals in order to hasten the cooking process. And Rashi explains, Perish Rashi, the Maher Bishulon. You'll be over on Bishol. As we mentioned, a person not only is can violate Bishol by putting the item on top of the flame in the first place, but even by hastening the Bishol, quickening the Bishol. We discussed if you have a pot of food that's not fully cooked and you remove the cover and then you put that cover back and now it's going to cook faster, you could also violate Bishol. So Selto over here, the fear is you're going to see that the dish is not going to be ready for your meal Friday night. You're going to stoke the coals in order to make them get hotter, and that will cause the food to get cooked faster and you violate Bishol. Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos, Ois Tuf Reish Samech Zayin, finds this Rashi difficult. Our interpretation of Rashi difficult. That if a person stokes the coals, he'll violate Bishol. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Krisos, and Daf Chafa Meralf, I gave it to you over here, Ois Beis, that a person who stokes the coals violates Havora and Kibui, not Bishol. Where they discuss is stoking the coals on Shabbos. Chayv Chatas, the Gemara says you're Chayv Shtayim, Chayv Tumalachas. What are the Tumalachas? Shomid Neshu, Mechabes Al Yonis, and Mavis Hatachtoinis. You violate extinguishing and kindling. Nothing to do with Bishol. And Rabbi Yadir claims we're discussing over here an item which we'll have to see might be cooked somewhat, and you can still violate, it still would be a concern of Shemi Yechat to be Gechalim. And according to the Rajba, once it's cooked, Michael Ben Drustoy, there's no longer a problem of Bishol, so then why should there be a problem of Shemi Yechat to be Gechalim if there's no longer a problem of Bishol? And we're going to see there might actually be a problem of Shehiyah, even if it's already cooked, Michael Ben Drustoy, there might be a problem of Shehiyah, of leaving an item on an open flame going into Shabbos. So it can't be that the concern, claims of Yad, it can't be the concern that Rashi had was that you'll violate the Moach of Bishol. Rather, Rashi's telling you what would be your motivation for stoking the coals. Your motivation for stoking the coals would be Lamahir Bishulin in order to hasten the cooking process. But in fact, that's not what you'll violate. You won't violate the Moach of Bishol if you would actually stoke the coals. What you would violate is the Moach of kindling and extinguishing, Kibui and Havara. So one is not allowed to leave an uncooked item on an open flame going into Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem Yechata B'Gachom. This is what's known as the Isser of Shehiyah. When does this prohibition apply? Is this only if it's totally uncooked? What if it's partially cooked? And we remember, of course, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rajba. When can a person violate Bishol? According to the Rajba, once it's cooked, Michael Ben Drusoy, there's no longer Bishol. According to the Rambam, even if it's cooked, Michael Ben Drusoy, there still is a malach of Bishol. But this has machlokes really has nothing to do. This issue one really has nothing to do with the other. And we're not discussing a person violating Bishol because you're setting up the system over here on Erev Shabbos. We're discussing leaving, food on an open flame going into Shabbos. Maybe you'll come to stoke the coals and you'll violate Kibui and Havara. Nothing to do with necessarily the malacha of Bishol per se. So, but when does this iser apply of leaving uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos? So Rashi, the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, brings what seems to be a machlek satanoim about this. The Gemara says, Tanya, Chananya Oimer. But in fact, the Braisa says, Chananya Oimer, this implies that this was his unique position. Chananya Omer Kol Shehu Kamaychu Ben Derusa Imutal Hashoyse Agabi Kira V'Afalpi She'en Gufo Ketuma. That one is allowed to leave food that has already been cooked, Kamaychu Ben Derusa, on an open flame going into Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos and Yudches Mabez made no such limitation. The Gemara didn't say the leaving food on an uncooked flame going into Shabbos is only a problem if it's not cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, but if it's cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, it would be allowed. The Gemara was say same, and it sounds like it's prohibited under all circumstances, as long as it's even partially uncooked. You can't leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. But the opinion of Chananya was that if it's cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, so then it's permitted. And we understand what Chananya's motivation is. And that is because if it's cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, you're not going to come to stoke the coals. You can serve it as it is now. Ben Derusa would eat it the way it is now. So since it's at least partially edible, why would you come to stoke the coals? However, it doesn't sound like that is something that is agreed upon by everyone. Again, as we mentioned, the Gemara on Yudches Mabez is Soisim, which applies that this Isur of Shehi applies even if the item's already cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa. You might stoke the coals in order so that it should be fully cooked. And that seems to be the implication of the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Vav Mabez as well. That the opinion of Chananya is not something that's subscribed to by everyone. There was certainly an opinion on Tanoim that held that even if it's cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, you can't leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. The Mishnah tells at the beginning of Perek Kira, Kira Shesikua Bekashu Begvava Noisim Alei Tavshil. If you have an oven or stovetop, Kira is a stove, a tanor is an oven, but the Ramah writes at the beginning of Siman Reishon and Gimel, if you're hopefully seeing the Sifim in Shulchan Aruch as well, so Ramah writes in Siman Reishon and Gimel that Tanu Shalanu Kikira Shalahem, that really our ovens and stovetops are all going to be interchangeable. The distinction between tanor and Kira in our times doesn't really exist. But Kira Shesikua Bekash Begvava, you have a stove that is being fueled by Kash and Gvava, that's like the husks of wheat and corn or things like that. Noisim alei tavshil. So you can place a food item on it. We don't know when we're talking about. That's part of the discussion the Gemara has. Is this before Shabbos, on Shabbos? Okay. The Mishnah is vague. Begefes uveitzim, but if it's fueled by a more substantial item, like branches, lo yiten alei, lo yiten ad sheyigrof, ad sheyiten asofar. You can't do it unless it's grufa oktuma. Grufa means you've removed the coals. Ketuma means that you've covered over the coals. So yeah, it can't be on an open flame. Of course, we'll explain that in a minute. Okay, so Kira Shesikua B'Kashuk Vava, you can put a tavshil on it. If it's a begefes uveitzim, not. So the Gemara has this shaila, Iboilahu. When are we talking about? Are we talking about before Shabbos? And the issa of Shehiya, of leaving uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos, lest you come to stoke the coals, so your food will be ready sooner? Are we discussing on Shabbos, returning food to a flame? Which we're going to discuss Mishnah next time. The Issur of Hachazara. So Iboilahu, Hai lo yitein lo yachzerhu. You can't return it on Shabbos. Avalishos mishan, but you can leave it on Erev Shabbos. Afal pishen agar v'inukatim, even though it's not a covered flame. Umani, who would hold? You can leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos. That's Chananya who holds that once food is cooked, Kamaychu Ben Derusa would be allowed. The Sanya Chananya mekoshu Kamaychu Ben Derusa mutu l'shoyse agar bikira. Afal pishen agar v'inukatim, even though it's an uncovered flame. One is allowed to leave food once it's cooked, Kamaychu Ben Derusa, on the flame going into Shabbos. Or Dilma, maybe we're discussing Lishois Tanan. No, maybe we're discussing Shehiyah itself. And this Tana holds, even though it's cooked, Kamaychu Ben Derusa, you cannot leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos, unless it's Garva Katam, and this Mishnah is not like Chananya. Meaning either we're discussing a Chazara, but Shehiyah would certainly be allowed. Who is that, Chananya? Or we're discussing Shehiyah itself, leaving the food on the flame of Friday, and it's not permitted unless you first cover over the flame. And this that would be not like Chananya. Okay, so there's a big machlekes over here. When is the Issur of Shehiyah apply? According to the what we'll call the Chachamim, everyone who doesn't agree with Chananya, so it applies until the food. You know, even the food that is already cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, you're not allowed to leave on an open flame going into Shabbos. And according to Chananya, once it's cooked Kamaychu Ben Derusa, there's no longer a fear. You're going to stoke the coals, you can serve it as is. And therefore, you know, at least the Kamaychu Ben Derusa would eat it that way. And therefore, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals, you can leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. Even within the opinion of the Chachamim, there seems to be a further diyun. How far do you take it? Well, let's say it's cooked full, cold charcoal. Can I leave it on an open flame going to Shabbos? It's a further discussion the Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Eishia, is that mitztamek v'yafaloi mutar. Once it's cooked, kamacho ben drusoi, even if the longer it cooks, the better it gets, mitztamek v'yafaloi, it's still, one is permitted to leave it on an open flame. Already that far, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals, just to make it more schmaltzy and more geschmack. And Amar Rav Nachman, mitztamek v'yafaloi aser, mitztamek v'raloi mutar. In order to permit someone to leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos, it actually has to be mitztamek v'ralo. The longer it cooks, the worse it gets. But you have, you know, chicken could dry out once there's a tipping point, you know, it's gone too far, then already it's no longer. But the chulent then, according to the Rabbanan, would always be a problem to leave on an open flame going into Shabbos. Chulent is always, if you know how to make chulent, is mitztamek v'yafaloi. The longer you leave it cooking, the better it gets, at least within reason, right? So according to the Rabbanan, chulent or something like that would always be a problem of shehiya, even if it's mufushal kol sarko, because it's mitztamek v'yafaloi. And according to Chananya, once it's cooked, Kamaicha ben Drusai, there's no issue. How do we paskin in this machlekes between the Chachamim and Chananya? That's a machlekes harishayim. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim, like the Rabbanan. And the Rosh and the Ran paskin like Chananya. And once it's cooked, Kamaicha ben Drusai, we could leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. These are two opinions as well. The Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Siman Reish and Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us the following. Kira, im hus. Yeah, kira mhuska begefesh upsayo shozesim or beetsim, if it's being fueled by branches. Also, liten alei tavshil mi ba'od yom. Vashoyis alei el imkein nishbasho called tzarko v'hu mitztamik v'ravai. This is the opinion of the Chachamim. You cannot leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos unless it's mitztamik v'raloi. The longer it cooks, the worse it gets. The leka lemecha shem yichat. At that point, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. But then, the Shulchan Aruch, on the third line over here, I'm sorry, on the sixth line, at the beginning of the sixth line, V'yeshoimim, shekol shenizbasel, kamaychol ben drusoy, nishbasel, kol tzarko, mitztamek v'yofaloi, mutal ashoyse agabi kira. Once it's nizbasel, kamaychol ben drusoy, or it's mitztamek v'yofaloi, then you can leave it on an open flame. Afilu husak begefes ve'etzim, afilu ena gufa ktuma, even though it's not a covered flame. That's the opinion of the of Chananya, the Rosh, and the Ran. The language of the Shulchan Aruch here is curious, unusual. Why? Because look at the Yeshayimim. Yeshayimim, shekol shenizbasel kamaychol ben drusoy, which means it's either a half-cooked or a third-cooked, or nizbasel kol tzarkoy umitztamek v'yafaloi, or it's fully cooked, but the longer you cook, the better it gets. Once you say you can leave on an open flame going to the Shabbos. Once you say you can leave, you know, b'chlal masayim mana, once you said in the beginning, if it's nishbasho, kamaycho ben drusoy is permitted, why would you add, oh, and by the way, even if it's mitztamek v'yafaloi and fully cooked, it's also allowed. That's obvious. If it's half cooked, certainly if it's fully cooked, just the longer it cooks, the better it gets. Of course it would be allowed. So B'Kiva Eger actually claims that the Shulchan Aruch here is paskening like the unusual position of the Balamor. The Balamor suggested that perhaps even according to Chananya, the only time you're allowed to leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos is if it's mitztamek v'ralo, meaning once it reaches the limit, you know, when it's fully cooked, it's diminishing returns. But if once it reaches the level being fully cooked, the longer you cook it, the better it gets, maybe, even according to Chananya, there was a reason to ask for that. Why? Because if it's a half-cooked or third-cooked, but once it reaches the tipping point of, you know, it reaches the end, then at that point it's going to get worse. Okay, so I'm not afraid you're necessarily going to stoke the coals, because it might cook too quickly, and you'll get to fully cooked, and then it will be bad. But if it's mitztamek v'yafaloi, even though Chananya allowed it when it's a half-cooked or a third-cooked, yeah, because you're not going to stoke the coals, because if you get to fully cook too quickly, it's going to be bad. But if it's mistami v'yafaloi, maybe even according to Chananya, that would be allowed, even though now he allows it when it's half-cooked, third-cooked, because you might be mamar the bishul, because once it gets to fully cooked, it will just keep getting better and better and better. You're more likely to stoke the coals. So according to the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor suggested that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that had the suffix or the machlekes about mitztamek v'yafaloi, mitztamek v'ralo, we interpret that had to be according to the Chachamim. Because even if it's fully cooked, the Chachamim say you can't leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos, or even if it's Michael Ben Dursoy, you can't leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. What if it's Mitzdam Eik V'yofaloi? Can I leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos? That was the only opinion that this discussion makes sense. Where this discussion makes sense. However, the Baal HaMor claims, no, the discussion is according to everyone, even according to Hananya, who allows when it's Michael Ben Dursoy to leave it on an open flame. When it reaches the level of being fully cooked, it will keep getting better. There's more reason to assume you might stoke the coals than when it gets to fully cooked, at that point it will be diminishing returns. You understand why you might have thought that would be worse. So Bekiva Eger suggests, actually, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. That's why he goes out of his way to tell you, onus bashul kol tzarkum, mitzdamik v'yofaloi, that's an additional chiddush, which is, even if when it gets to be fully cooked, it will keep getting better, I'm not afraid you're going to soak the coals once it's half cooked or a third cooked. Okay, but that's the two opinions. We have the opinion, yeah.
The Rav Yehuda Eger is suggesting that the Shulchan Aruch is... He wrote however he wrote in order to be chosy for the Baal HaMor.
Correct. In order to account for the interpretation of the Baal HaMor, that discussion about Mitzamik V'yofaloi, Mitzamik V'yofaloi, was even according to Hananya. Not that he's actually paskening in the Chumra way. Yeah. Okay, so it's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. How do we pasken with regards to this issue, Lamaisa? Can one allow a person to leave food that is cooked kamachal ben dusan in an open flame going into Shabbos? According to Hananya, that would be allowed. According to the Rabbanan, it would not be allowed, even if it's fully cooked and it's mistamik v'yofaloi. According to the Rabbanan, that would not be allowed. So how should we pasken? So the Rush writes over here, Masechta Shabbos, Paragimo, Simen Aleph, that since Yisrael adukim b'mitzvos einik Shabbos v'lo yishmu lahachmir hanach lahem k'minik shenagu al pi apaisin k'chananya, since they won't listen to us because they're so involved in cooking for Shabbos, let them follow the opinion of Hananya. That's why the Rush was lenient. So therefore the Bir Halacha writes that the implication of the Rush is because they won't listen to us. You know, we can't convince them not to do this. But it sounds like, ideally speaking, if people would listen to us, and we could convince them, we should convince them to be machmir like the Rabbanan, not to allow a person to put even food that's cooked kamach ben dusan in an open flame going into Shabbos, or even if it's fully cooked but it's mesamik v'yofaloi, it should be one shouldn't do so. V'alkein lefizeh lechakligu b'vadei tov lizoh shi yamavushu kol tzarko kodem chasheichu l'salko min ha'esh. It should be fully cooked and then remove it from the flame. Or as we'll see, you could put a blef there, cover over the flame. It's the other possibility. Okay, so bi'olacha is machmir. At least the chachila, like the chachamim, if people will listen to us. The Chazanish has an entirely different interpretation of this rush. Chazanish writes a similar mitzayin, or he's gimel. That's not what the rush means. The rush doesn't mean that we don't have a receptive audience. What the rush means is that every time you have a chumra, you have a kula. A chumra in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos is a kula in Einik Shabbos. So the community is so, thinks Einik Shabbos is so important, which is something that should be praised and encouraged, that they don't want to be machmir and Bishul B'Shabbos, because Chumra Bishul B'Shabbos is a kula in Einik Shabbos. So he says, "Avnei sheyesh kan harbi pamim bito Einik Shabbos layishmu lahachmir or kol sheevshul lahakel meikar din yarmul lahakel meikar din evshul mekin lahakel." Let's have a kula in Bishul B'Shabbos, have a Chumra in Einik Shabbos. That's what it means, and this is not something that should be discouraged. Something that should be, it's something that should be supported. People are machmir and Einik Shabbos. So the Chazanish is not discouraging, and he allows people to rely lechatchila upon the opinion of Hananya that once it's cooked kamaicho ben derusoi, you can leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos, and therefore certainly cholent, once it's fully cooked, would be allowed to be left on an open flame going into Shabbos if you follow the opinion of Hananya. But how do we do practically? So many are leaning like the Chazanish, that this could be allowed the Chachila, once it's cooked Kamaicho ben Dursoi, but there are those who are machmir, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, that the Chachila, this should be avoided. Practically, you have both possibilities. There are, though, two exceptions to this issue of Shehiya. One is mentioned by the Gemara, both are mentioned by the Gemara, but one is mentioned by the Gemara at the end of... section over here on Daf Yud Chesim Abayz, two lines from the bottom. Look back at Oisawa. Since the reason for the Issa of Shehiya is you might come to stoke the coal so the food would be ready earlier on Friday night. Hi Kedera Chaisa or Kidra Chaisa. Shari La Nucha Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha B'Tanura. If you have a raw pot, you can leave it Friday, immediately before Shabbos on an open flame. My Taima. Since it will not, even if you'll stoke the coals, it won't be ready for the meal Friday night. Because it's raw now, Shabbos is coming in, so then it can be permitted. Even if you stoke the coals, it won't be ready. It just simply can't cook that fast. And this heter is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, and the second line over here, Oizvav, Oishahayachai Shalon Yishbashel Klau, or if it was raw, that it's not cooked at all, the Kevin Shukai may seeach die to Mimena Adomachar, Uvachol Harai, or Yachel Yishbashel Below Chitoy. You'll let it cook the whole night, you're ready for tomorrow, and you won't have to stoke the coals. But the Shulchan Aruch already says, Avam Nishbashel Ksas, Velon Nishbashel, called Sarkoi, if it's been cooked even a little bit, then we could have a problem. So first of all, there are a few limits. You know, okay, this is okay. So if you have a raw pot, what's known as the het of the Kedera Chaisa, Kidra Chaisa, if you have a raw pot and put up right before Shabbos, so then you can leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. We're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. Either way, it won't be ready. However, there's a number of reasons why this is difficult to apply practically. The first is, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Ois Yud, quotes from Magen Avram, Davka Basar Chai. Already, first of all, this is only meat. Why? Because meat, he efshugos bashel l'tzarech sudas halayla, can't get cooked that fast. Aval yerek, well, yeah, steamed vegetables you can make pretty quickly. V'sharei dvarim shem kalei abishu lo mahani mashu chai, won't help that it's raw. V'chei mashu kazav l'kamecha ticha chai hanu gam kein basar shalon is bashel klau. Then it's allowed. Okay, so first of all, it has to be meat. Well, you'll say, well, what about if it's something that I put aside? You know, I said, no, I don't know. It's the equivalent of the Kedera Chais. I say, let's say we have a vegetable dish, but there's no way we're serving this tonight. You know, your wife has everything arranged, what the menu is. No matter, Eliyahu HaNavi could walk in Friday night, he is not getting, you know, this dish. It's just not happening. It's for tomorrow. So your Mekatza Daitamine. So Bialocha says, you know, brings up those who are mekilim. Well, you know, l'tzarech halayla, v'im kavanasa l'tzarech machar, yesh pois v'shumatirin the loich hashina sheyavu l'chatas, k'mo v'chaisa, just like a raw pot. Even if you have a vegetable dish. Well, there's no way we're serving this tonight. So there were those who were meko, because you're, you know, if you moved your mind from it, you're not going to come to stoke the coals. Simon Zed the Medina, but at the end he quotes from the Achrayim, the Magen Avraham, the Yerab, the Medina ain't this mochal zeh the dafka b'chaisa sheyef shelo ochlo. It has to be dafka meat, which is impossible to be ready Friday night. Aval b'zeh sheef shelo ochlo, this it is possible. Chayshin and sheyem ochlo ochlo v'yichata. We're afraid you're going to change your mind. However, you know, set you seem to be, you know, an inflexible you are in general. Here, we're afraid you're going to change your mind, and you might come to stoke the coals. So be ready Friday night. If someone did this, you can be samech on those who are mekel. So if you come into someone's house and you say, "What's this doing over here?" and you know, turns out it's for tomorrow. Okay, so you know, but it's uncooked food or whatever it is. Maybe there's a b'diavad. You can be samech on this svara. However, definitely not lichachilo. This doesn't work. The fact that you say we assign this for tomorrow and it's labeled on it, you know, lishkavich, you know, Yom HaShabbos, it doesn't matter. We're afraid you might come to serve it Friday night, so that doesn't help. So it has to be raw meat, which simply cannot be cooked in time for the meal Friday night. Yeah.
This seems like on a bidyada level, it's almost, you can never have something answered by Shahia, because either something is designated for tomorrow, or if you're doing it for tonight, it's probably cooked at least Machal Bender's side before Shabbos.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rabbi Wilk doesn't even like this Biralocha bidyabed. He thinks there's nothing doing here at all. They were geyser by all food items. You know, Kedera Chaisa might be different, but the fact that you have in mind for tomorrow, yeah, he didn't think that helped at all. Yeah.
So then potatoes in a chalent, meaning if there's already...
So the dish all goes together. Good point. The Mishnah Berurah brings this up. As long as you have meat in the chalent, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals just to get the potatoes.
And a vegetarian chalent?
Well, you don't have any meat.
So then it would be...
Of course. Then you wouldn't have this heter.
Okay.
What about organically meat? You know, we're not going to... Genetically modified, I don't know about that. The OU hasn't addressed that part of the shiloh. Okay. So that's one reason that this heter is difficult to apply, is that we're only discussing meat, and the fact that you have in mind for tomorrow doesn't help unless we're discussing meat, which is entirely raw. The problem also is that it has to be entirely raw when Shabbos comes in. That creates a problem because we all accept Shabbos early. So you're going to put up your cholent 18 minutes before lich benching. 18 minutes before the shkia. That's at lich benching. So when the shkia actually comes, when Shabbos actually comes in, the food has already been partially cooked. So Shvisa Shabbos writes over here, Wafiza would be done, loy shkiach heheta shabbosa chai. We don't wait till the Shkia to accept Shabbos. We accept Shabbos earlier. He says, 40 minutes before the Shkia, certainly you have a problem. Your cholent is going to be well into the cooking process by the time Shkia comes. Even though it's not a half-cooked or a third-cooked, it will be minimally cooked, and that will remove the heter of the kederus chayis. Memeila ein shayach heter the basar chay the atcha techsha chakvar bashel below bashel. It's somewhere in between. The Chazanish as well, right? Similar mezayin oischav bezel lechara nafal bebira din kederus chayis. It's already fallen into a bottomless pit. Shrei e evsha letzamtzein liten samuch shkiyas sacham. How are you going to know? You're going to put it in right before shkiyas sacham. Ukshamakdim hare bashel ksas kedim shkiyas sacham. You're going to put it in before it's going to become cooked. A little bit before the shkian will not be entirely raw. So what I would have said is, it doesn't matter when you take in Shabbos. I would have said, the direction you're going in, I would have said, it depends when you take in Shabbos. What does it matter when the shkia is? It matters when I take in Shabbos, then already, if it's not going to get cooked, for the meal Friday night, then mikatza, I take it out of my mind. However, and there were those who suggested that, in the Shabbos kitchen, page 56, he quotes from a sefer Tiferes Shmuel, or Tolda Shmuel, who had that svara, but which was, I think this was printed after the Shabbos Kitchen, and the Tshuvas of Shlomo Zalman, the first volume was printed well before, but the second and third volumes, which were printed subsequently, posthumously, so Shlomo Zalman himself addresses this issue. Mitzara svara nilin is, daiti beilin and chai beilin and vishol, I would have said mitzad asfar depends when you accept Shabbos. He said no, it depends mitzad ashkia. Ve'ein is chashiv klam kabbalah Shabbos d'day. Has nothing to do with your kabbalah Shabbos. Ach efshar du'ulai yisrish chashiv b'mzman shekol atzib aroy kabbalah Shabbos. If everyone is accepting Shabbos, maybe like lich benching, where everyone accepts Shabbos, but many people daven the mincha afterwards. But okay. There's a time maybe where everyone accepts Shabbos, like Baruch Hu, maybe then. Told the Shmuel should serve it to Tolu b'Kabbalah Shabbos. That it depends when you accept Shabbos. So there are some who are lenient that it depends when you accept Shabbos. However, Rosh Hashanah doesn't seem to accept that. Svara seems to be a little bit more machna. So therefore, many poskim are uncomfortable with this hat of the Basar Chai. Because Lamaisa is going to be a little bit cooked before Shabbos, yeah.
18, I mean, just from the start, 18 minutes doesn't sound like that long of a time for something to get cooked. And we also noted...
You're probably going to put it up a half an hour before.
Let's say either like right before, 18 minutes.
Yeah.
And we pointed out in one of the first shiurim that...
Why wouldn't it get a little bit cooked? It'll be minimally cooked.
See, this cooking happens towards the end.
Yeah, but if once it's hot already, it's going
to
get...
happen to it?
You put it in an oven at 350, it's going to get partially cooked. I mean, let's say you want to make fresh chicken for Friday night, right? So I'll put it in the oven, 350, by the lich benching. By the time you leave a chicken in an oven, 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not an experience.
Yeah. Chicken colors get cooked in 25 minutes. So I'm saying, fully. So you leave bone chicken in 20 minutes, substantial, It does something. I'm not a chef either, but I think it does something, yeah.
We're saying that the reason that we're worried that if you start cooking it early is that you'll come to eat at your meal Friday night. If you start Shabbos early, aren't you eating your meal also earlier? Meaning if it's only telling off of that you'll end up stoking the coals for your own Shabbos meal and you accept Shabbos early, aren't you gonna it's all relative to your Shabbos meal?
I would agree with you.
Yeah, but
that's a great svara. The Tolda Shmuel has that svara, but Rosh Hashanah doesn't think that makes any sense.
Okay.
Many Pesachim don't accept it.
Is chicken included in meat?
I would think so.
So the chicken cutlets.
I think it's because things that take longer to get cooked. Yeah, but you can make meat steaks also in the same amount of time, I think. As opposed to vegetables. I mean, that's I wouldn't be more machmer than what it says. what it says over there. However, there's another, even without all this, there's another problem in applying the het of kedei rechaisa, and that is our cooking utensils cook so fast, even if you'll put raw meat there Friday before Shabbos, even if it would be raw at the Shkia, if you put your oven on broil, it'll be ready Friday night for the meal, whatever. It'll be charcoal by the time Friday night comes to the meal. So our cooking utensils cook so fast that's going to be a problem no matter what. This is as far as quoted by Rabbi Henkin, Rabbi Eider quotes from Rabbi Henkin, but it already appears in the Orach HaShabbos, Perek Beis, Ois Chav Gimel, from Shlomo Zalman, from Abel Yashiv, the Chazan Ish, and Lamed Zayin, Ois Chav Beis, also has the same idea that our cooking utensils cook so fast that the heter of Kedei Rechais is hard to really, assume in our times that just because you put it up and it was raw at this time of the Shkia, you're not going to stoke the coals to be ready Friday night. The same concern would continue to exist. However, the Orach HaShabbos and others are lenient with regards to slow cookers. They feel that you have a crock pot, even if you'd put it up to the highest madrigas, it would not be ready for the meal Friday night. So to be honest with you, traditionally in our yeshiva, that heter was not accepted. We would assume that, crock pots also, if you put it up to the highest madrigal, would be ready Friday night. But b'didi ha'viuvda, we tried this for an oinig we were making on Shabbos on Friday night. My wife put it up right before Shabbos. She said, I'll put it on the highest, for sure it'll be ready. And it was not even close, not even close. So I tested it out. The slow cookers, even if you put it up, to the highest levels, will not be ready Friday night. So there's some who are lenient with regards to a slow cooker. And what about the fact that it's already partially cooked before Shabbos? The answer is, if you really put it up right before Shabbos, I don't think the cholent will even get to Yad Saveres by the time the Shkia comes. If you put up a big cholent in a slow cooker, I don't think it's Yad Saveres by the time Shabbos comes. So then it's probably not even partially cooked. So to really put the cholent up right before Shabbos, if you have meat in it, the whole story, perhaps there's room to be lenient. But otherwise, unless you're talking about a slow cooker, this is a hard heter to apply. Yeah.
Doesn't the fact that food cooks more quickly in our movement undermine the entire institution of Shia? Because I'm never ready to do anything since it'll already be cooked for me by the time I first want to eat it.
No. What we're saying is, if you would put it up to a higher level, you put it up to a certain level you think it's going to be ready. Then you peek in, ooh, it's really, it's going to be tight. Let me up the heat. Meaning, that's what the concern is.
Oh, fine.
You understand? It's not that things always get charcoaled in our heating utensils. So another, though, limitation, though, to the Isser of Shehiya, to the fear of Shem Yechata B'Gechalim, which the Mishnah already told us, is that if it's a covered flame, then it can be allowed. That's what the Mishnah says in Meshech the Shabbos. Ad sheyigrof or ad sheyitein es ha'ofer. If it is a covered flame, or you have removed the coals, then we are not we're not afraid that you're going to, either the coals aren't there to be stoked, or the coals will be covered. What does it help if the coals are covered? So Rashi writes, look back at Masech the Shabbos, on the Vav and the Beis, the first Mishnah, Masech the Skira, Lo Yitein, Ad Sheyigrof, Ad Sheyitein Es Ha'ofer. Rashi says, L'chaseisem Ulitzananom. That will cause them to cool down. Which means, I think, even if you would stoke them, it still wouldn't get that hot once you covered them with ash. The Ran, slightly different interpretation of this. The Ran writes over here, Ois Tezayin, Agabi Gachalim Chasos and Tzanim Kach Pirush Rashi Mishum Hachi Kol Shigar VeKatum Deika Hekera Shemisalik Daito Milachlos BeGachalim Shari. That it's because it serves as a reminder not to stoke the coals. That's why it's allowed. Not because it causes it to become colder, but because it serves as a reminder. This heter of Grufa Ktuma appears over here in the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the precedent for the modern-day blech, which will allow you to leave uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos, even if it's not a third cooked or half cooked, even less than that. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Simeration Gimel Siv Gimel Hamashkin Beboiker. Person wakes up in the morning, Barash Egdicha Tavshilo. He sees that his dish is cooking too fast. V'yari Peni Egdicha. He says, you're afraid it's going to dry out. Yochel Ahasu Laniach Kedera Yishana Rekanes Al Pi Akira. You can take the food off, put an empty pot down on top of the flame. then you can put, you can return, which we're going to discuss, you can return the pot on top of the inverted empty pot. So you have an inverted pot, you put it on top of the flame, and you put the pot, the food, back on top of that. Because I saw it was drying out. Now, what have I accomplished by doing that? I've put some distance between that and the flame, and presumably it will cook slower and it won't dry out. So the Mishnah Berurah there explains, if come pay off, how can I return? Returning also requires first, one of the first requirements of returning has to be, is, you know, condition has to be that it's grufa ketumah, it's a covered flame, just like shehiyah. Dehavale kira ke grufa ketumah, that's considered to be a covered flame because there's an inverted pot on top of the flame. That's why it's allowed. So that's the precedent, that's the model for the modern day blech. Anytime you have a metal sheet in between the flame and the pot, that serves as a reminder not to come to stoke the coals. Not to stoke the coals. Even though here, though, we're dealing with an inverted pot. Now, an inverted pot is a little bit different than a blech, because an inverted pot creates distance between the pot and the fire. So it cooks slower. So Chazon Ish writes, you know why the inverted pot is allowed? Is because it's going to cook slower, like Rashi. Rashi said, why is covering the coals allowed? Because it's going to make it colder and it won't cook as fast even if you stoke them. But if you have a flat metal sheet that would sit right on top of the fire, who's to say that that's allowed? He said, "Va'afam amidam pach shom atechus masim la kedei b'seich hapach mikol makom lo chashiv kedei nasin kedei reikonis al kiyul ha'afsik." That's not the same as an inverted pot, an inverted pan. Inverted pan, yimakayim Rashi also, it's going to cook slower now. That's why it's allowed. However, our minig is to assume, be makel, to use not only assume it's an inverted pot, but a flat blech as well. Not like this Chazon Ish. Reb Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, Perak Alpha, Ois Nadal, quotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that was the minig in Yerushalayim, was to assume that even a flat metal sheet, if Shlomo Zalman goes back and forth about tin foil, because tin foil really just conducts heat, it really doesn't even lower the heat at all, but in the end of the day, he's makel by tin foil. Also, the tin foil, even a very thin sheet of metal, should be considered a grufo ketumah. Why? It doesn't lower the heat. The answer is it doesn't seem like we paskin like Rashi, that the function of grufo ketumah is to lower the heat. It's rather just to serve as a reminder, like the Ran, to serve as a reminder not to come to stoke the coals. I come to my stove and I see this big metal sheet there. That's going to remind me not to adjust the coals, not to adjust the flame on Shabbos. Rav Moshe really asks in the Gris Moshe, why should a grufuk, you know, why should the whole Shemi Echatabi Gecholim apply to our stoves and ovens? Which is a good question. Because there was never a concern you're going to add coals. The only concern was you're going to stoke the coals that are already there. That doesn't exist. That fear doesn't exist with regards to our ovens. If you raise the heat, you're increasing the fuel. The mission was never concerned people are going to actually bring new logs here and put it under the pots. So whether our ovens are really the equivalent of their hot coals, which you might come to stoke, is somewhat of a question, which Ramosha deals with. An interesting point. We assume that it is, but the truth of the matter is the two aren't really exactly the same. But either way, we assume that our raising the gas in the ovens is the same, and the stovetop is the same as their stoking the coals. And if you have a metal sheet there, a blech, tin foil that serves as a reminder, that will remind you not to stoke the coals, and then you could leave uncooked food going into Shabbos, or even according to the Rabbanon, if it's Michael ben Drusoy, it's not Mikvei Yofel, you could leave it there going into Shabbos. So since cholent, let's say, is always Mitzvah Mikvei Yofel, you know, throw a blech at it, even if you don't have your head there of Kedei Rechaisa, you know, you didn't put it up the second before Shabbos in a slow cooker, even if you put it up at 12 o'clock, you throw a blech at everything, it's always solves lots of problems. Yeah.
Wondering, so is part of the idea behind a blech, because it's an unconventional use of covering, if you take an electric stove, that's technically covered.
Excellent. Look at your point right now. Fantastic. So, but what are we trying to cover here? Cover what? So, Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe, Chayokav Simin and Gimel, we're covering the flame. I'm going to look at the flame and see how high it is. That's what's going to indicate to me whether or not I should stoke it or I should raise the gas in our ovens. Lufiza, Apollo, Kiso, Gamal, Kafter, you don't have to cover the dials. Shoyel, Maktin, Magdil, Mel Shechasa, Rakasa, Eish Levad, Nami, Evshe, Yesh Lahatia. So, the plain old flat blech that covers the flame on top of the stove, according to Rav Moshe, Meikar Adin, that's allowed. It would allow you to return, which we're going to discuss next time, and allow you to leave uncooked food on the flame going into Shabbos. Because who hecker gadol chain died to lachdos lahagdol eish. It serves as to remind you not to lower or raise the fire. K'moshen ogen harbin, that was the minig of many. Ach yoiser toiv shekisu shopach hamatchos yichas egam sakavterim. You should also cover the tiles, because lamaisa is, that's where you raise and lower the level of gas that the oven is getting. And in fact, Rabbi Eider, who was a Talmud in Lakewood, after he learned here, by the way, in our yeshiva, went to live in Lakewood, and he was became a Talmud of Rabbi Aaron Cutler. There's many original things there from Rabbi Moshe and from Rabbi Aaron Cutler. So he calls Rabbi Aaron Cutler that the ikar is to cover the dials. Someone recently told me of Salvation called like that too, that the ikar is to cover the dials. That's where you raise and lower the flame. Rav Moshe held the ikar as the fire. Rav Aaron held the ikar as the dials. That's why many now make blacks that cover both. You've seen that, I'm sure. It has a flat metal thing, and it has a ridge that comes, you know, a lip that comes over and covers the dials as well. But of course, if it just covers the fire, according to Rav Moshe, that's allowed. There's a big difference if you have to cover the fire or just cover the dials. See, Rav Moshe's machmir cover the fire and the dials. What if it's just enough with the dials? So that was Rav Aaron's opinion. There's a big kua that emerges because of that, which Rabbi Eider notes, and Ois Tuf Reish Tzariches, which is that then you could do shahiyah inside of an oven. See, according to Rav Moshe, in order to cover the flame in an oven, you need like an oven box, which we don't even know what that is anymore. But in the olden days, they used to use that on Pesach and things without kashering the oven. They used an oven box. But according to Rav Aaron, you could do shahi inside of an oven. You could leave even, you know, not even my food that's the cook of Michael Bendu. So you could make chicken going into Erev Shabbos, fresh chicken for the meal, as long as you cover the dial. According to Rav Moshe, if you wanted to make chicken in the oven, fresh chicken to be ready for the meal Friday night, you'd have to cover the flame. If it's not Michael Bendu soy, or it's not, you know, so you'd have to cover the flame. To cover the flame, according to Rav Moshe, you need an oven box. So we are usually follow Rav Moshe the Kula. We would assume a blech over the flame is enough. Meikar Adin, nice to be machmer to cover the dials too. But at the same time, generally speaking, we don't do shahiyah inside of a blech, inside of an oven, unless it's cooked kamaichel ben dusoy, or preferably even cooked kol tarka. Yeah.
So like a glass ceramic oven or one of those induction ovens that doesn't have a flame source, but it's an electric and it's just a flat surface. Right?
They all have a flame source.
Oh, they all have a flame, meaning it's not a flame that's coming up.
I think you're asking a different point. But even in the oven, if you've ever looked inside, you know that the fire is covered. It's behind usually a metal sheet. Oh, every oven then is a covered flame, Gavaldik. Isn't every oven a covered flame? So Rav Moshe writes, Chazon Ish writes, in Simla Meches, Ois Beis, that doesn't count. I've heard Rabbanim say that it's amarasis. Total amarasis, to assume that that's a covered flame. Why? Because what is the whole reason that a covered flame is mutter? Is because it serves as a reminder, something that's unusual, not to stoke the coals. Here, it is itself, this is the way it always is. This is the way the oven always is. Why don't you say every crock pot has a covered flame because I can't see the hot coils that are inside? That's amarasis. It doesn't serve as a reminder not to, the whole reason you need a covered flame is a reminder not to stoke the coals. This is naturally covered. Of course that's how it heats. It's not going to remind you of anything. So the fact that it's a car, you know, it happens to be that you can't see it, that's irrelevant. I would even take it so far as to say that let's say you have a Haima Shagai makes cholent during the week too. And he doesn't, you know, he keeps a black on the crock pot. It's a pain to put the black on the crock pot, admittedly. Okay. But so he leaves it there the whole week. Cooks like that during the week. If you cook like that during the week, that's the way it normally is. It doesn't serve as a reminder on Shabbos. Then not to stoke the coals. I don't think that would. I don't think that would work. I even v'chadrei chadarim might suggest newer crock pots come with a blech that's made. You know, no one wants a gross looking tinfoil. Come with a blech that's made. They don't want a ugly tinfoil over. So the West Bend crockpots now come with a metal little plate that goes underneath the pan. So it barely stands up, so you shouldn't notice it. But then, Mahuil Cham Takanasim. If you don't notice it, how can that serve as a reminder not to stoke the coals? You barely see that it's there. You do see it. So I'm not saying Mikra didn't. I don't think it's valid. I think it is valid. There is something that's there that's unusual. But the more that it's made to be a part of the pot, the more it undermines the whole purpose of Gufa Ktuma. So the more aesthetic it is, the worse it is. Yeah.
Just your example with Ayin Shafela. Is it based on an individual basis of what would be a reminder for you? Or is it just Batodato and Sokol Adam? Whatever is the reminder in general, even if I use the Chalim pot,
Good point. I don't think tying a red string around your finger, and it's not me saying this, the Paiskim won't accept tying a red string around your finger saying, well, for me, that's a reminder. But, and I think tinfoil over it, right, covering the flame, is objectively a reminder. But the question is, has that become already part of the pot? So if that's your pot, no one's going to say a tinfoil tin pan is a reminder because it's made out of tinfoil. The fact that it's made out of tinfoil is irrelevant. The question is it unusual to be there? So anything that's unusual to be there is objectively a reminder. Anything that's not as usual to be there is objectively not a reminder. And if for you this is always there, then it's not a reminder. Yeah.
What we hold is like a tinfoil black for a crock pot. Like, what's the proper way to?
But because of Hatman issues, we'll get to a little later. Yeah. That's a separate problem. Okay, but if it's there all the time, again, it's not going to serve as a reminder, and that might be a problem. So certainly, the fact that it's covered in plastic or the fire is behind the metal, walls of the oven, that it's always like that, that of course shouldn't help. Another issue that Shlomo Zalman brings up in this is quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa is if let's say I have my blech in my crock pot, and then right before Shabbos I pick up the blech and it turned it down. So then I've adjusted it while the blech is there. How then could the blech really serve as a reminder? So if you're going to do it, you should really, when you put the blech on, I've seen people do that many times, when you put the blech on, it should already be set for Shabbos. The whole purpose of the blech is to remind you not to adjust it. If you adjust it after the blech is on, that would be a problem. What if, though, you have an item which is simply unadjustable? It's a non-adjustable hot plate. Or another item that's non-adjustable, like a Shabbos urn, even though it has a reboil button, I don't think we would call that adjustable. So it's a non-adjustable item. So then Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes in the Har Tzvi, in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, Rav Avadya has it, Yechav Adas, Chelek Beis, and Chelek Vav, Rav Moshe has it, Chelek Dawit, and Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. Many have this heter, that if it's non-adjustable, so then that could be considered the equivalent of a covered flame. However, in the Orach HaShabbos, Perek Beis Eischof, he quotes from Rebbe Yashiv, who disagreed. But no, this is a Gzeiros Chazal, and until that you're not allowed to leave uncooked food on open flame going to Shabbos, this is certainly an uncovered flame, and the fact that it's not adjustable doesn't matter. It's no different than tying your hands behind your back, which would also not serve as a heter for the Yisur of Shehiyah. The fact that it's not adjustable doesn't matter. And even though Rav Moshe has an Igros Moshe, which was initially appeared in Rabbi Eider's Sefer, was later printed in the Igros Moshe, Rav Reuven is quoted as arguing that his father never said it. He claims his father never meant that a non-adjustable item is not considered to be a cover flame. In fact, it's not a cover flame. So this it's not without its detractors, but I think we can safely assume that a non-adjustable item, at least that's considered to be the equivalent of a covered flame. What is another way of another possibility? It's mentioned already in the Ramah, and it's based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yeches Amud Beis, is that if it's tuch, we'll get back to that Gemara in a second, but the Ramah quotes it over here. Simration of Dalat Sif Aleph, Yesh Machmir V'Sevrin De Betanor Toyach Betit Hakol Shari. If you have a oven where you have put plaster or over the dials, or it means you've sealed the pot with tit. That's what he's referring to. And the modern equivalent would be covering the dials. Making it. It's basically rendering it unadjustable. Or if you seal the pot where you can't see what's inside with plaster. So how can I'm not going to come to adjust it in order to cook faster. I can't even see what's going on inside. Or I'm not able to stoke the coals because it's been tough betit. Mishabru explains what Tulam our field bikdev and special success, loy chashina chief techenevi yichate came into sus and betit veno mukhon lachates. You're not going to crack it open and look inside. So if it's tough betit, then we assume that you're not going to be mechate b'gechalim. That would be the equivalent of grufa, uktuma, covered flame. We're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, is quoted by the Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Daled, that he thinks pulling off the dials doesn't work. In the Orach HaShabbos, he quotes others who disagree. He quotes Rav Shlomo Vosner that pulling off the dials is the equivalent of Tach Betit. You simply can't adjust the coals. You can't adjust the oven in that situation. Rabbi Wilk never liked the breaking the dials type idea. I don't know why, though. He's a big proponent of the Tach Betit. I don't know why he would, why breaking the dials is any different than, I don't think a note that says, you know, good Shabbos or Shabbos Hayom helps, but that's because that's, you know, objectively not a reminder. But here, this would be the, I don't know why he would, was so opposed to the breaking of the dials or something like that. To make it non-adjustable, that should be the same as Tachbetit. But Bewilk has mentioned, he thinks if you seal something with a duct tape or with a masking tape, duct tape will ruin the oven, but if you seal it with masking tape, so, you know, to the degree that you can't adjust the oven or the stove until you remove the tape, that would be the equivalent of Tachbetit, and that would make it into a covered flame, which is going to be important when we discuss warming drawers, so which are harder to cover. But if you take the dial, even according to Ramesha, normally requires you cover the flame, not just the dials. If you're Tachbetit, you can't adjust the flame without going through a few layers of masking tape. Then maybe in that situation, that would be considered a covered flame. Two final issues. One is just a chumra from a Bekiva Eger. You should be aware of it. We assume that when you have a covered flame, you know, you're all good. No matter what you do over here with regards to Shehiyah, if it's a covered flame, it should be all right. However, Bekiva Eger quotes from a Rashba, who has a diuk based on a Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that perhaps there is still a concern if it's not even cooked, Kamaycho ben Drusoy. Because the Gemara says over here in Shabbos, Yud Ches Amud Beis, look back all the way at Ois Aleph, we discussed this Gemara already, that if you're going to be concerned, Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, so the Gemara asks on the third line, Semeli Yara Ligzar. So then let us assume, why does the Mishnah say you could leave wool soaking in dye going into Shabbos? Let's assume you're going to stoke the coals and make it dye faster. So Amar Shmuel B'Yara Kura. It's already been removed from the flame. So it's Grufo Ktuma, something like that. V'nech L'shem HaMagis Ba. Let's still be afraid you're going to stir the pot. Ba'kura V'tucha. We're talking about where it's Tach Betit. So you see, even if it's a covered flame, or if it's removed from the flame, there is still a fear of Hagasa. You might come to stir the pot. Until the Gemara said, no, it's Tach Betit. That's why we're not afraid you're going to stir the pot. So I might have said, the Ramban claims, this Gemara has nothing to do with cooking. This is only with regards to wool, where it was common to stir the pots and things like that. However, the Rashba claims, as you see from here, that we're always afraid you're going to stir the pot, even if it's a covered flame, there's a fear you're going to stir the pot. And it would only be permitted if it's already cooked Kamaychu ben Derusoy. According to Chananya, the whole reason for a blech is before it's Maychu ben Derusoy. So what it means is that that even according to the Rabbanan, who hold that once it's cooked Kamaychu ben Derusoy, there's no hetter to put food on uncovered flame going into Shabbos. So we said, yeah, but if you put a blech there, it would be all right. That's only if it's at least cooked Kamaychu ben Derusoy. If it's not cooked Kamaychu ben Derusoy, Rabbi Kiva Eger claims, based on the Rashba's interpretation of that Gemara, that there would still be a fear you're going to stir the pot. Even though it's a covered flame, you still might stir the pot. Once it's Maychu ben Derusoy, even the Rabbanan would agree, we're not afraid you're going to stir the pot. But if it's less than Maychu ben Derusoy, then perhaps, according to the Rabbanan, a blech wouldn't help. So that's why there are those who are machmir, that even if you're going to use a blech, you should make sure the food is at least a half-cooked or a third-cooked before Shabbos, even if you're going to use a blech. I'll tell you that this chumra of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Shefter likes to mention it, but it's, it doesn't appear. You look around the contemporary Hilchos Shabbos farm, you won't find it anywhere. But you should be aware of it. It's the chumra of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's why it should be, even according to Rabbanon, with a blech, it should be at least a half-cooked or a third-cooked.